I'm Brian Burkhardt with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for June 2nd, 2026. Congressman Thomas Massie's primary defeat last month was a blow to the Liberty Wing of the GOP that's gained power in Northern Kentucky. Kentucky Public Radio's Joe Salka reports on what this defeat means for that political movement.
Just like Massie brought his brand of radically small government to Congress, like-minded allies in Northern Kentucky have had success in GOP primaries in recent years, winning seats in Frankfort. Though Massie lost by a wide margin to Trump-endorsed Ed Gallarine, other Liberty candidates in the region did well in their primary. Trey Watson is a GOP political operative who has run a PAC in the past two cycles seeking to defeat Liberty candidates. While Trump's involvement increased turnout in the district to defeat Massie, he noted that didn't hurt other Liberty candidates.
The theory had always been that if you increase turnout, the Liberty people would lose. And it's clear that that's in fact not the case.
GOP State Representative Savannah Maddox of Dry Ridge has been a leader of the Liberty Caucus in Frankfort over the past 8 years. She says Massie's loss is an anomaly because of the record-breaking spending on attack ads against him, and their movement is still gaining steam.
I think we're stronger than ever, and I think that it's going to continue to grow because we're showing that not only can we win elections, but we are passing legislation.
While Gallarine's win shows Trump is king among GOP primary voters, Liberty lawmakers say that's generational, with younger voters heavily preferring Massie's brand of conservatism. I'm Joe Salka in Louisville.
Monarch butterflies can be spotted in Kentucky around this time of year as the species reproduces and stores energy for their annual migration south. However, the stop might be less fruitful for the species because plants they need to survive have become scarce. Courtney Hayes is a biologist with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources. She says the most important plant for monarch reproduction is milkweed, which has become less abundant over time due to industry interferences and people's preferences.
A lot of people don't like milkweed. They consider it a noxious weed, but milkweed species are the only plants monarch butterflies will lay their eggs on and that their caterpillars can eat. So it's really important that we provide that for them.
The loss of this vital food supply has contributed to an over 80% decrease in the monarch butterfly population since the 1990s. Hayes says that those interested in monarch conservation can help by planting milkweed in their backyards, along with nectar flowers for the adult butterflies to feed on. Learn more when you visit us online at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhardt.